you endure a lot of predictable weeks, weeks where not a lot happens in high school football, but it all pays off when you have a week like last week. One of the best slates of high school football in recent memory last Friday. A bunch of close games, a bunch of games that come down to the wire. We're here on Prep Sports Now, Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, to talk about them all. I think they were headlined by two that were kind of going down concurrently. Arborview beats Desert Pines 28-21. Faith Lutheran beats Canyon Springs 48-35. I think it's the first time I've seen the final score. I didn't realize they ended up winning by 13. But anyways, Arbor and Faith, the rematch we did want to see. It's going to happen, although it certainly looked like it wasn't going to for a long time Friday night.
Yeah, I was. There was a moment there. I think I jinxed it. And I got to apologize to DP and Canyon because, was it about 9 o'clock, give or take? Now, it might be too late. 8:45, 8:30-ish. I tweet out, who had DP Canyon as the regional championship game? This is crazy or something, right?
It might have been 9. The Arborview game went pretty late, and I guess the Canyon one was still going on.
And Mike Waters from Phase 1 retweeted me. He's like, bro, I had him, Phase 1 family or something. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Next thing you know, it's like both Faith and Arbor turned it up, closed in great fashion, and survived and advanced to the championship game that we all wanted. But that DP game was sick.
Yeah, DP, probably the game of the year. Desert Pines had a 21-7 lead with beginning of the fourth quarter. Arborview had to rally all the way back. And then after rallying all the way back to take a touchdown lead, had to come up with a goal line stand in the final minute of the game to eke out a 28-21 victory.
The play of the...
I don't know if that was a fire alarm or what's going on in here.
Well, that's crazy.
Usually the noise you hear in the background is Brewer dropping something or typing or drinking coffee, but that was I don't know what that was.
So the play of the century was the Darnell Washington pick.
Definitely. So much happened that now that's like one of four huge plays. But yeah, just in terms of no context of the game, just what happened. It was absolutely insane. Darnell Washington bats down. How many times do you see a pass bat down? And hardly ever do you see a pass batted down and the same person intercepts it. Darnell Washington bats the pass down, then gets his hands under it to intercept it. Looks like he's going to be tackled right away, though. There's two guys. And then, the kid's name, who I'm forgetting, who I should not. Oh, Jamel Brown.
Okay, yeah.
Who's the fastest person I've ever seen on a high school football field. He's really not that close behind him. He's probably like 5 yards away, but Darnell Washington sees him and pitches the ball back to him, lateral. It reminded me of like the famous Reggie Bush play on the national championship game that went wrong and they turned the ball over. Certainly, I don't think this is something Tico Rodriguez would be telling them to do, but it worked out perfectly.
Is Tico yelling like, no!
I don't remember them yelling anything. All I just remember is it just happened so fast. Brown caught the pitch and just took off, scored a 42-yard touchdown or something like that. Jeez. Crazy, crazy. So that put him up 21-7. Both those touchdowns were on Brown takeaways, or Desert Pines takeaways that Brown turned into a touchdown. He ripped the ball away and ran 78 yards before that.
That is absolutely just what a wild game, ton of drama. And I think you said it best when you opened our showcase, like, how many weeks in the last decade have we pumped up a game and gotten there and it was just a blowout, right? And now all of a sudden we get a game that lived up to the hype, back and forth, ton of emotion, got a little cooler out. They ran out of hot cocoa, right? And just a fun, fun Friday night, one that we'll be talking about for a long time. And as I said on Twitter, shout out to DP and Canyon because – you know, those guys played a role, you know, in the movie. You know, they're not going to be the ones that get the Academy Award, but they definitely were contributing factors. And like I said, we get the game we want, Arbor Faith.
Yeah. So Faith Lutheran was kind of at the same time going through their own rally. I had actually heard, I swear someone told me, and I don't remember who it was, that Canyon Springs had won. So I went into the postgame thinking it was Canyon Springs Arborview.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think it was Barnson or one of their coaches said actually Faith had retaken the lead. And they end up winning by 13.
Yeah, they scored like the last 20-some points.
You wrote the story on that one, so what in the world happened? You run, give me the rundown on this one.
Well, this is the cool thing. Faith, we think of the Crusaders the last 3 years, and it's Sagan Grohauer, right?
Gronauer.
Same thing, yeah. Slinging it around to you know, the greatest name of all time, Keegan Touchstone, right? But they ran the rock, baby. They had three guys with more than 100 yards rushing, and they won the game up front, and they established the run. So a different wrinkle to the Crusaders. They and I could see why. Canyon traditionally has better players at the skill position than the lines, and Faith made an adjustment. They ran the rock, and they got to the next round thanks to its run attack.
Yeah, so that's interesting that Faith Lutheran piled up the rushing yards. You got to think they probably go back to throwing a little bit against Arborview this week. So I can tell you, I know it sounds like we talked about the takeaway scores. It just sounds like maybe Desert Pines was right in that game because it was, you know, the defense and kind of some fluky turnovers. But they were moving the ball on Arborview, too, especially in the first half. The quarterback, Williamson, had a really big night. I think he threw for like 230 yards. They could not get anything going on the ground. I think if you totaled it up, and this was with sacks, albeit, but I think Desert Pines had 17 rushes for 1 yard against Arborview. I mean, could not move the ball on the ground at all, really found some success throwing. That leads me to believe that there's more opportunities through the air against the Aggies.
Yeah, I think that the second Faith Arbor game will resemble the first, where Faith Lutheran will try to do its damage with its long passes. And you know, rightfully so. They've got a senior quarterback who's a college kid. They've got multiple good wide receivers. It's tough to cover that. And if Faith Lutheran, for some reason in sports, CK, there's just certain teams that match up well against certain teams. And Faith, for some reason, the last two times it's played Arbor has really, really matched up well against them. It's for whatever it is, right?
Yeah, they were leading 10-7 and 27-24 were the two losses. So yeah. Six total points.
And Faith was leading at halftime 2 years ago. It's nip and tuck. It comes down to the end. And I think Faith has got some players on that defensive front that have some success defending Arbor's run. Bubba Graham wasn't able to get off as much the first time. In fact, Bollinger had a long QB keeper touchdown run that was basically the difference.
This is sounding like the Desert Pines game redux, because Graham, I think, had a season low yards, I think like 52 yards or something. Bollinger scored twice. I haven't seen Faith Lutheran. I wasn't at that first game, so it's tough for me to say for sure, but you look at the scores and you look at what Faith has done, there's certainly not a gulf between these two teams. You could make a case it's going to go either way on Friday night.
Yeah, I think it's going to be another coin flip, and looking forward to it. Other region, CK, Gorman.
70-7, but I believe it was 13-7 at one point.
I think
Basic.
It was 21-7.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, but Basic scored early is what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, nice run, touchdown run by McAllister, took it to the house. It was reminded me of Ramadre Stevenson from Centennial, who took it to the house. Are you following? I hate to break off here.
I saw you. I was going to ask you about that. I saw you retweet him. I was wondering if that was the same. Kid. He's going to Oklahoma?
No, got offered by Oklahoma.
Wow.
He's getting offered by everybody now.
Okay, so he's blown up at junior college?
Yeah, he took. I think he took a year off or maybe 2 years off. And now he's a sophomore, a JC sophomore. And at first he was offered by like K-State and
State, always offering every junior college.
Yeah, and some middle,
their MO.
Maybe Middle Tennessee State. And I was like, oh, that's nice. He's going to get to play college football. Then, like, Utah came in and Hawaii and then OU. And that's, I mean, a game changer, right?
Wow, yeah, that's big. So shout out to Ramadre Stevenson.
So anyways, back to the task at hand. Gorman,
Seventy to seven.
Micah Bowings, 10 of 10, 300-plus yards. Rome, can't say the last name.
Odunze.
Odunze, school record, 230 receiving yards. And some interesting comments from Sanchez. He alluded to the fact that everybody had, after they got blown out by Modern Day and after they looked – vulnerable, is that a good word? Mm-hmm. And some other national games, how some of the locals smelt a little blood in the water and said, hey, maybe this is your Arbor, maybe this is your Liberty. You'll come up on the Gales, the 9-time defending state champions. And I think the Gorman kids noticed, and they played a really good game against Basic in the first round. They get Foothill, who beat Durango in the second.
Yeah. In all fairness, I don't think anyone was saying that Bishop Gorman was going to lose to Basic.
No.
Or Foothill. I don't even think anyone was actually saying they were going to lose to Liberty or Arborview. I was just think that people said there was a chance, and it looks closer. I think that it is scary if Gorman has that mindset, and it'll be interesting to see what they can do the rest of the playoffs. I think that they're probably going to have their way with Foothill very similarly to Basic. Those two teams seem pretty evenly matched. Foothill struggled a little bit with Durango, ended up pulling away, I think, 130-13. But, I mean, Gorman should be able to name their score again this week.
Yeah, I totally agree. Foothill, I think Foothill and Basic and all the Henderson schools are kind of realizing what the rest of the Valley and the Northwest had last year, where, you know, you could kind of figure out the day your season's going to end when you play Gorman, right?
Yeah, probably. And it's a new, it feels different because they're in a different region, obviously, with the realignment, but it's just new teams kind of getting put in that position.
Yeah. So did you know the Riggin kid, the quarterback over at Foothill, had only thrown one pick entering last week, the whole season?
I think I saw that, or we talked about it or something. It's super impressive.
Yeah. And of course he threw a pick six though, but I mean, Foothill, to its credit, keeps good care of the ball. I just, you know, to beat Gorman, you got to be basically perfect, and Gorman has to have a minor catastrophe. But we'll see what happens. You know, they'll be ready to play. You know, Coach Redmond gets his teams going, and they got a few legit players, Jordan Blakely, the Wilsons. So it's not like they're going over there with an empty arsenal, but
and they did hold. I mean, all year we've talked about how good their defense is, and they did hold Durango, I think, to like 80 yards or something like that, 85 yards, something like that.
TK Fotu had one long run. Outside of that, Durango couldn't get anything going. I think Caden Renshaw was 4 of whatever for 13 yards, give or take.
Where was my guy, Nursinger?
Nursinger did not get involved in the offense at all.
Was he hurt?
No, he was there. But I tell you what, he's big. He's a tall kid.
Yeah,
if he could put some muscles on, he's definitely, I think, a recruitable kid.
For sure. And Coy Riggin, just a junior.
He'll be back next year with some new receivers, obviously, because they're senior heavy in a lot of spots.
For sure. Well, they will get their shot at Gorman on Friday night. I guess really only one other game to discuss. Okay. We will talk about what happened in the 3A. But the game this week, Liberty and Sierra Vista. We thought the Sierra Vista-Green Valley game might be the closest one of the week, honestly. I think some people would have had that after Sierra Vista lost to them earlier in the year. It was not that way. Sierra Vista puts them away with really no problem. I don't have the score in front of me right now. I want to say it was 30-7 off the top of my head.
Yeah, maybe 30-7, 30-6. Green Valley actually gained more yards. Probably they were in catch-up mode late in the game and couldn't score. But the Mountain Lions get a playoff win, and they are over to face Liberty in the semis. Could I ask you a quick question?
Go for it.
So we've got three games Friday night. Foothill at Gorman.
I've looked over your picks. I only really disagree to where I'm picking another set, but I only like very much disagree with what you're saying in one of them.
Oh crap! I might have set answer. I
thought that's all what you were going at. What's the question? Just shoot for the question.
Which game do you think is going to be the most closely contested?
Faith Arbor, without a doubt.
Okay.
No question. I will be shocked if it's not.
Do you think Sierra Vista Liberty is going to be close?
No, I don't think it's going to be close. I wouldn't be shocked if it was close. But I guess if not being shocked that it's close, I think the score might be like 14-6. There's no way Sierra Vista is scoring more than... Okay. I mean, I'll be surprised if they get double digits, okay. But...
Did you see that fact I had on the internet on Friday night?
I did not.
Okay, ever since the fight, the Liberty Brawl, where they had to be suspended a game, in the five games after, they're 5-0 with 3 shutouts and giving up 19 total points.
Yeah, I didn't even know those numbers, and this defense is so good. And I don't want to take anything away from Sierra Vista, who's had a great year. We've always, you know, some schools get mad at us and say we're not nice enough to them. I feel like we've been pretty big Sierra Vista cheerleaders for like three straight years. I think it's really impressive what Coach Foss has done over there.
So you're giving them no chance.
But yeah, I give them no chance in this game.
Okay, could I, you know me, Case, we've got to get a little yin yin yang, right?
Yeah.
You're a numbers guy.
Well, okay.
You're a numbers guy.
I mean, it's hard in high school football, though. We don't get, like, very in-depth numbers. But, yeah, I think that speaks a lot that they've given up 19 points in 5 weeks.
You think, though, when you think of a matchup, whether it's high school, college, pro, pop a shot, your numbers.
That'd be my number one. Okay. I'd factor in the other things, but numbers first. Your okay. feel first.
I'm a feel guy. You got to have a good feeling, right? Yeah. You go play poker, you see the cards on the board, and your head is calculating the probability. I see the cards on the board, I do a sign of the cross, and I hope that it's an ace of spades. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in your world, Liberty is going to run and clock Sierra Vista.
I did not say run and clock.
Okay, but Liberty is going to, they should not be on upset alert.
They should win by double digits unless they have a terrible game.
Okay, in my world, I look at the makeup of the Sierra Vista roster, and I see a lot of Polys.
Okay.
I look at the makeup of the Liberty roster.
Do they both do the haka?
I don't know if Vista does the haka. But I know Vista is trying to be Liberty light. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And do you think at all that the Liberty... Do you think at all that the fellas at Vista might be motivated to play Liberty Big Brother, if you will?
Oh, for sure. I think
do you think that factors into it?
I got to think the...
The Solomon kid, right?
Yeah, and I got to think the Poly community. I don't know, not to... I kind of think it's pretty close-knit, and a lot of those kids know each other.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, so I think they'll be fired up. I think they'll be on their best game. I don't know if it matters when Liberty has this sort of defense.
Okay. I'm going to be interested to talk to you same spot next week.
Okay. So you really are sold on Sierra Vista keeping this close.
I think it's close, as I put in the picks, closer than you think.
All right, I just don't see, not to spoil your picks, but you have Sierra Vista scoring more points than Liberty's given up in 5 weeks. That's a big ask.
Well, I'm ready to roll, baby.
One game we won't be picking, as we brought up last week on the podcast. Two Northern teams going at it for the 3A state championship. Churchill County blows out Pahrump Valley, which we kind of saw coming, 58-20.
Good season by the Trojans.
Yeah, great season. The furthest they've made it since, I don't know,
78.
Before the automobile was invented or something like that.
78. I was alive. Kiefer wasn't.
Still great, great run for them. And then the Moapa Truckee game appears to have lived up to all the hype. And then some. Moapa had a halftime lead, 10-7. Blew it in the second half, though. If it sounds like Truckee had a punt return for a touchdown and a pick six. So it will be Truckee and Churchill County in the state championship.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, we had sensed that Moapa Truckee was the de facto state championship game. And turns out we kind of, I think we kind of were right. You would think that Truckee's a slight favorite, right?
Yeah. I think so. I think that's what we landed on.
Yeah, and it was typical Truckee-Moapa, you know, back and forth, a grinder game, a game where one mistake could kind of flip the tables. And, you know, Moapa Valley didn't do itself many favors, interceptions, giving up a special teams touchdown, which is so unlike them. I'm pretty sure Brent Lewis is unhappy with, you know, with what he left out on the field.
Yeah, or maybe not even unhappy, but just second-guessing. I mean, all things considered...
I hate special teams touchdowns. I mean, this is like my biggest pet peeve in football. Like, you work so hard to stop a team, and then you punt it, and a kid takes it to the house. And I get it. It happens more in the lower levels because if you could get one kid that could go, you don't have a punter with good hang time. It's tough to punt on those levels, you know?
Yeah, that's it has to be haunting them a little bit. A 79-yard punt return, and that only put them up 20-16. And Moapa had the whole fourth quarter, but we know Truckee plays good defense. They've, I mean, been building towards this moment. It's a tough loss for Moapa, but I think they'll be back. All things considered, getting to the semifinals, 10-2, not a bad year. I think those kids will look back on it and be proud, but hard not to be able to take it just one step further.
Yeah, what if. So Thanksgiving weekend's a week away. We'll have the winner of the Foothill Gorman game against the winner of the Liberty Vista game, and then either Arbor or Faith will travel up north to play Notre Dame, the Monte Ranch. Sorry, I should have used a non-Catholic school. That was a bad analogy. That's supposed to be great.
I think I have Arbor View plus. Well, we have to listen back to see what I had, but I had
30 plus 30.
I had minus 30 ish. Yeah, 28 yeah. or 30, something like that. And I've heard from some inside sources that they might just. They still have a chance to cover,
mm-hmm.
but that they're going to be pretty outgunned against Arborview.
You're not talking Faith. Lake Tahoe guy.
I'm talking Lake Tahoe guy. I shouldn't throw him under the bus like that, but he was impressed with Arborview and Desert Pines, and he said that his scouting report was they had a lot more athletes than DeMonte Ranch. So we'll see.
Case, I'm already in it, though. I know I've gone over this routine with you repeatedly in our tenure, but there's a significant disparity between the Vegas high school football scene and the Vegas youth football scene.
They've got
scene.
A great quarterback, though. I saw the Williamson kid throw a lot on Arborview. Why can't the...
I know. They have a great quarterback. They got a great quarterback, so...
Arbor has a great
All
defense,
I know
though.
Is that if Faith wins and Faith has to go up there, then it's going to be typical private-public argument, and it's going to be an awful week. Right?
So are you rooting for Arborview there for?
No, I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm more than fine with the public-private thing. I totally... It's a narrative we've addressed for the last 10 years.
Case. Yeah.
I think everybody knows that.
I think they address... I mean, I think it's more heated here, but I think it's kind of addressed everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's just part of what comes along with high school football in 2018 especially.
Yeah. All right, CK, let's do the picks. Right. They're pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Are we tied right now?
I think we're tied again.
So I think we're going to end up tied at the end of the year, right?
We're heading towards another tie, it appears.
Yeah.
Unless I go with DeMonte Ranch.
Next week,
I don't think
they get there.
I don't think that's going to happen.
If they get there.
And this would be the game where we could disagree, but I don't think it's going to happen just because Faith Lutheran at Arborview, I said you can make a case for both sides. I'm looking at your picks, though, so I know we're not going to disagree because I'm not being swayed from one side. There's a side I just think is better, and I think in a big spot, if the two teams are playing their best, there's one side that's going to win. To you, which side is that?
That would be Arborview. If Faith wouldn't have struggled with Canyon... I could have made the argument that, you know, Arbor drained a lot out of its tank to get to the game, and maybe Faith has a chance. And again, they match up so well with each other, Case, that by no means is Arbor going to rock and roll them. But I think this is Arbor's chance to finally get a region.
Yeah, this will be Arbor's first region title, and I think as I mentioned in my story from Friday, this would also be a school record 12 wins, so a couple milestones. Out there.
Arborview, if you banging.
I just trust Arborview a little bit more. They've been in the spot a lot. Obviously, they always have to play Gorman in the region title game, but they've played well in some of those games. That's brought out the best in them. I just feel like they're going to be on. This is what they've been waiting for. I can't pick against the Aggies in this spot.
I totally agree. I think it's going to be close. I think Arbor prevails. I just can't believe, I know we've been talking for 30 minutes or so, 23 minutes. I still can't believe the way that DP Arbor game went. I mean, I think I messaged you, but in the last 5 years or whatever, it seems like every game that goes like, oh my God, I can't believe I saw this, you've been at. Right?
I feel like there was one that you were at and I missed. Am I wrong?
Well, I was trying to think. First Faith Arbor game, which was good, but it wasn't like.
Okay. Well, the ones I had were Faith Arbor and then, of course, Gorman, whoever, St. August,
yeah,
I don't know, whatever, St. something or
else. That was like the game where Bubba Bolden had that block.
Yeah, that was like the best game I've ever been at. Regardless, we don't need to get into the private school conversation, yeah. But it was the best. And this one I think would be top five.
And were you at the Canyon Green Valley game?
No.
Maybe that was Granger. I mean, you remember how Canyon and GB always came down to the end?
I've covered some of them, but I don't remember there being one that was, like, amazing.
Well, there was the one where the Perkins kid hit a field goal. Maybe Granger was at the game. I was at one where he hit the field goal at Green Valley. But anyways.
Long loss now, too, but there was another game every time this conversation comes up that I think gets forgotten that's up there for me was Cimarron beating...
Legacy.
Legacy in 2009.
2009. God, we're getting old.
Yeah, well, long time ago.
All right, so Gorman, Foothill.
Yeah, I've got Gorman similar to last week. I just don't see... Foothill's got a few more players than Basic, but there's still a big gap between them and Gorman.
Totally agree. I think Foothill agrees as well.
All right, yeah, so unfortunately...
But I am looking forward to... You know, Talich is my guy, right?
Yeah.
I every time I talk to him, I enjoy myself. I am looking forward to Talich trying to game plan against Gorman's offense. I really am. Because I think he is a superior... I think he is a superior football mind. And he's like a scientist. And I'm interested to see what he comes up with.
Okay. Granted, I feel like you're putting a target on its back there. Gorman's looking for every sign of disrespect. You're giving him superior football.
But it's like Davy Crockett defending the Alamo, though.
I love Talich. I was not taking anything away from him. I just think Gorman right now, it seems like every sign of disrespect they're taking.
No, so Gorman's going to rock
the
and
word
roll,
of superior,
baby.
If anything, in Foothill, they're gonna take
Foothill,
that as a slight.
Yeah, I got you. But Talich he's a great...
For sure. So unfortunately, we agree very closely on both of the first two games, almost down to the score. Here's one where we can finally disagree a little bit. We've already teased it, but Liberty and Sierra Vista, you just have to explain yourself to me. I get that you think they're going to be motivated, but how do you think they're going to score 20 points? Tell me they're going to be motivated and lose 7-6 or 13-6. 20 points on Liberty's defense? Kyle Beaudry?
Liberty is really good, and they're going to win the game, and I think they're going to give Gorman a fit. But Liberty by no means has been, like, pristine this year.
They have on defense. I would say they've been pristine on defense.
I get it, but...
I would say the best non-Gorman defense I've ever seen in Las Vegas high school football.
Okay, all I'm saying is that Sierra Vista is going to be motivated for this game, and that accounts for something when it's cold out. Okay? Because when it's cold out, if you go and you get smacked... In the first quarter, you go inside your turtle shell, you call it a great year, and you go to IHOP for dinner afterwards.
IHOP?
You know, with the fellas. I don't know where kids go. Canes, I don't know.
I think they were going to IHOP back when Pahrump Valley last won a playoff game.
78. Yeah. Wherever you go. Do you go out with the fellas after the game, or do you go out with your parents? I don't care. I just think that Sierra Vista is going to get smacked in the mouth, and I don't know if they're going to fold.
All
right. I think they're
going
to give
when it's cold out. I like the when it's cold out theory, but I just love this Liberty defense. I've done it all year, but you got Beaudry already mentioned, Luke Tomalatai, Derek Nua, Austin Fiesu, your son, Richard Brewer. No relation, I don't think.
No relation.
But
they're good. They're good. They're good.
Zime Eha?
They're good. I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying that. You got to look past the numbers, Case. Okay? There's a feel. Right?
Lehi Asaj? He had like two picks the last
week. There's a feel.
All right. I don't know. I've got Liberty.
I got Liberty, too. I just don't think...
Yeah, no. My thing...
I don't think it's going to be a running clock.
Also, my thing that I want to make clear is I'm not disagreeing with Brewer that it's necessarily a blowout. I'm just disagreeing that Sierra Vista is going to be able to score. I would not be shocked at all if it's 10-0 Liberty. Liberty wins a tight game, but I just don't see how Sierra Vista scores. If they score more than one offensive touchdown, I'm going to lavish a lot of praise on them next week.
And of course, Cyrus Fiesu is on a 3-game absence as he gets back healthy, to be announced if he plays against Vista.
And Noah Faua missed last game too, their quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they're both going to be back this week.
I've
got a strong indications they'll both be playing this week.
Okay, and let me ask you this. If you're Morocco, who has been on this rodeo before, do you hold off Fiesu and keep him fresh for the G?
I think Fiesu plays this week.
Both of them?
Yeah, I don't know if the other one's hurt.
He's not, but okay. I don't want you to be.
Yeah,
I don't want me to.
I think maybe if you even get like a 2-touchdown lead or something, you start. I don't think you give him a huge workload, but I think he's playing for sure.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen this offense be too unable to get anything going without him. This Sierra Vista's a good team. I'm not taking anything away from Sierra Vista.
I wonder where the Gorman, if it is Gorman and Liberty, and that's a heavy favorite, where that game would be.
Maybe at Rancho again? That's where the state semis were last year.
Oh, I forgot that it's also a state semi. I thought, I was wondering if it was a home court type
of thing. Oh, I bet it's neutral, so it's probably Rancho, right?
Yeah, good thinking, good thinking. Yeah, Rancho, that Rancho field for me is not great.
What? Where would you have it? You can't have it at Gorman. It's supposed to be a neutral.
What about at Faith? Could you have it at Faith? Or is there not enough seats?
Probably not enough parking.
Yeah, the parking at Faith is a disaster. I don't know. I mean, your choices, if you're playing field turf or Valley, Clark, what about Boulder City, the new field at Boulder City?
That would be that would bring neutral to a whole nother level. Yeah. I think that would cut down on, like, you're just curious onlookers and students that were deciding to come. I don't think they're going to go up to Boulder. But
I'm writing a thing for the weekly. Could I read it for you real fast?
All right, spoilers ahead. But sure, for anyone that's listening this deep in, they can hear it.
Okay. It's a privilege to play on Thanksgiving Saturday. That's long been the philosophy for Las Vegas area high school football programs. Knowing a spot in this weekend state semifinals comes with the attention fitting for a season's worth of hard work. The crowds get larger, including players from other schools whose seasons have ended and are surely envious that they aren't the ones pursuing a state championship.
Whew. I don't know if it was your tone or just your brilliant wordsmithing, but I love that intro. You're always so critical of your work and saying, oh, this is the worst story ever. That was pretty good. It sounded pretty good.
Now I just need Vin Rames to come voiceover.
I think your voiceover did well, too. I'll give you full credit for that.
All right, so we've got two more footballs, and then we head into round ball.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Basketball coming up soon.
All right, Sun Standout, let's do
it. Good to talk to you as always. Prep Sports Now. We'll be back to see if there were any surprises, to see who was right on the Sierra Vista Liberty game, and more next week on Prep Sports Now. Thanks for listening.